The Tao of Self-Confidence, episode 523.
Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits. Well, hello, friend. Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have an amazing lady on the show today. She is a yoga teacher and a businesswoman based in the Philippines, and I'm really excited to have her on today to share her story with us on self-confidence. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Chantal Umali. Chantal, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to our listeners.
Hi, how are you, Sheena? I'm Chantal Umali. I am a yoga teacher based in Manila, Philippines. I am an ERYT 200 Yoga Alliance certified teacher, and I teach the primary series of Ashtanga Yoga. But I also teach other forms of yoga like Vinyasa Flow and Gentle Yoga. And I'm also, I'm a jack of many trades. I'm also a businesswoman. I'm employed in an architectural firm, and I'm a mom to a little girl.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And Chantal, what's your cultural background?
Well, I'm Filipino through and through. I was raised by two Filipino parents, but you know, the Philippines is really influenced by a lot of cultures. Both my parents have Spanish and Chinese heritage, but I was born and raised here, so I'm really purebred Filipina.
Thanks for sharing that. And what'd be your favorite self-confidence quote?
Well, a friend of mine a few years back had given me this little canvas with a painting on it. And on it was a quote that said, "She believed she could, so she did." And I think that's one of my favorite quotes.
Thanks for sharing that great quote. And in your own words, how do you define self-confidence?
Self-confidence for me is to be fully aware of yourself, what you're made of and who you are, and owning up to your weaknesses, but most especially your strengths. And when I say owning up to that, it means fully embracing it, developing it, and channeling it into more active and creative channels.
Thanks for sharing that great definition. I love how you mentioned, you know, owning up your weaknesses and strengths. You know, sometimes we feel like our weaknesses hurt us, but sometimes it can actually help us. And, you know, it's a part of who we are. So I really love that you mentioned that. And Chantal, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
Well, as a child, you could say that I was pretty outgoing, and I'm lively and talkative and active. But realizing it only now, being outgoing and loud and talkative doesn't really translate to being self-confident. I tried to be funny as a child, and I think because I was an overweight kid, it was the natural inclination to cover up for my own self-esteem issues. Growing up and turning into an adult, I realized now that I didn't really apply myself to all the other things that I could have been good at. I was pretty mediocre. Later on in my life, I had suffered from depression and anxiety because I wasn't happy from within myself. Although on the outside, it looked like I had all that I needed and I had all the roles down pat, it didn't translate to real, honest happiness from within.
Thanks for sharing that. And I think, you know, that's something we can all relate to, you know, just not feeling worthy. And, you know, most people think self-confidence is like you is this one sort of person, the loud and boisterous person. But, you know, you can be an introvert and still be confident, right? It's just learning to be who you are, right?
Yeah, and being the best kind of person that you can be, being the best version of yourself.
Yeah, totally. And, you know, what was that moment in your life when you realized, you know, you can just be who you are. You can be the person that you are today. What was that aha moment?
Well, my aha moment came maybe 6 or 7 years back. At that time I had just had my baby and I was staying home. I was suffering from depression and I was going through a lot of problems in my life. And physically I was in bad shape. I was overweight. I was sick. I was immobile and I didn't I didn't know how to deal with any of my emotions or just life in general. At one time, I was suffering from daily muscle cramps, so I decided maybe I should practice yoga, but I didn't even go to a yoga studio. I just practiced at home because I was so afraid people would look at this overweight person trying out yoga, and I didn't want to be made fun of. And I decided to challenge myself to do this 21-day program where you're supposed to do 20 minutes of yoga every day for 21 days. And this was like a last-ditch effort to do something for myself because I didn't have time really to honor myself or take care of myself at that time. So I did this 20 minutes yoga session every day on my own through an app on my phone while my baby napped. And I didn't have any expectations, but after 21 days, I realized, oh my goodness, my body was changing, my breathing was changing, and suddenly I was calmer and just more, I felt more myself. And then the realization came that if I could just put any amount of effort into something, results would happen. And I wasn't expecting that for me because nothing I really worked on in my life produced the results that I expected. And it was there that I realized, the problem wasn't really me. It was my expectation of myself. And now I felt like so empowered that if I just applied myself into something, put effort into something, and released myself from any expectation of the results, just to do my best, then things started happening for me. And that was my aha moment.
Thanks for sharing that story. And, you know, they always say it takes 21 days to develop a habit. And it's great that you were able to, you know, push through it because most people, you know, they start and then they quit the next day. And you know, to just push through 21 days is a success, right? It's an achievement. And it's just amazing how much we can change, you know, inside and out in 21 days, like what happened to you. And, you know, because of that realization, what's your life been like now?
Well, now I feel like I'm more in control of myself. Finding my own self-confidence, finding that if the hardest thing when you're attempting to do something is to start. When you get the ball rolling and you get your momentum, things just start happening for you in a more peaceful kind of way. You don't have to exert so much effort. And that gave me empowerment to realize that if I concentrate my efforts on something and release any expectation of that, I can make things happen for myself. And this led to better decision-making in my life. I realized that if I had a problem, I had the power to fix it. And that just gave me so much power from the inside. Now I can make arrangements in my life that can tailor fit to me and to the life that I want for me and my daughter. You know, when you're a woman struggling to make something of yourself and at the same time to raise another human being who's looking to you to learn how life should be lived, you're just more, a little bit more conscious of your actions. And so that also pushes me to apply myself more. Now I try more things. I've since started teaching yoga. I started learning more about the philosophy behind yoga. I went back to corporate world, which I hadn't done in more than 10 years. I started to explore all the other opportunities that were opening for me. And I realized that regardless of results, just the process of trying out new things and pursuing endeavors, there's such a learning process for me, and it helps me with my growth as a person.
Thanks for sharing that. And Chantal, to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey to self-confidence. What would be that one tip you would give to her?
My one tip would be to really get to know yourself better. And when you're starting to peel the layers of yourself, you have to really make, it has to be a daily conscious effort to get to know who you are. When I lead yoga classes, I always tell my students to be aware of the voice inside their heads when they're doing the poses and check out how you talk to yourself. How do you speak to yourself when you are in concentration of or in the process of doing something? When something is difficult, do you talk down on yourself or are you encouraging of yourself? And when something is easy to do, like you're doing a yoga posture or you're going through a difficult time in your life, do you become cocky from the inside or do you feel grateful or more motivated to learn? That's a really key in really being honest and deliberate in getting to know who you are. When you're certain about who you are, then you're more confident in putting forward your strengths and being able to create, do, and make from it. And at the same time, improving your weaknesses as a person and being humble enough to say, this isn't something I'm good at. I should find a better way to go about it or work through it.
Thanks for sharing those tips. And if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Well, I am on Instagram. You can reach me at Chantal Umali on Instagram. You can also reach me through email. My email is on my Instagram. My Instagram is mostly a documentation of my yoga journey from the very beginning, since before I started yoga, to my daily practice up to today. But it's also a lot of my musings and thoughts regarding daily life as a woman, as a mother, as a business person, as a teacher. I guess they can reach me from there.
Thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Chantal, you can also head on over to the taofselfconfidence.com and search for Chantal's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else that we talked about. And I'm just really grateful today for Chantal to come on the show and share her story and tips with us on self-confidence. So thank you so much, Chantal.
Thank you so much for allowing me this opportunity to. Your platform is a great way for people to explore themselves and self-confidence. Thanks so much, Sheena.
Not a problem. It was really great having you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now. Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Get your free audiobook by visiting our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.